In design of experiments, there are a couple of different approaches, but there's also other ways we can set up and design an experiment. And they may not be traditionally called DOE or design of experiments, but it's, in my mind, it's anytime we think through and plan an experiment, whether it's a hypothesis test or a regression analysis, looking for the relationship between input and output variables, or we're looking at multiple variables and we're trying to determine what is important. Now, this little graph here we'll explain a little bit later, but whatever was under the B1 and B2, whatever that variable was, has the most response on our experiment versus whatever the changes we make from A1 to A2 or C1 to C2 are very minimal in comparison on the response. So variable B is a very big knob that controls the response we get. So identifying those items and knowing which knob to control the response is an important factor for us. And we'll talk more about this graph and some other pieces of it in a future lesson. But oftentimes when we run an experiment, we're trying to find out what's important, what controls or dictates the response or the results that we get in the performance of our product or system. Now, there's a couple different ways of doing experiments, and I alluded to this earlier in a previous lesson. And we can do trial and error, or we can do pilot runs, and we can set up a couple different comparisons, and we can basically do a random walk. And we may find a local maximum, or we may find something that works well enough, and we just run out of time to run more experiments. Or we could use a design of experiments approach, and we can look at many interactions. We can look at the entire set of variables simultaneously. And while it takes a little more time to plan and set up, it does allow us to get a lot more information much more quickly than if doing the traditional random walk type of approach. Now, within design of experiments, I mentioned that there's a classical approach, and it's characterized by the book by Box Hunter and Hunter. And I'll put the references to that book in the notes. But it provides a statistically rigorous approach, and it's really where design of experiments started. It's the classical meaning is classical in this case. It's the if you go work with statisticians, they were probably going to use the design of experiments approaches that are from the Box Hunter and Hunter books and similar works. The downside is it attempts to control the factors and in environment as much as possible, or to increase the complexity of the experiment to what is called blocking. It's a deliberately accounting for the variability that we can't control, but trying to adjust for that or account for it in some meaningful way. Now, Taguchi came along, I think, in the 70s and 80s, and is an electrical engineer, actually, but it's less statistically rigorous, as it primarily looks at main effects or the effects of the variables themselves as if they were working independently. Now, of course, it can account for and deal with interactions, and we'll define more of these terms in future lessons. But it allows engineers in a language that's not heavy on the statistics to set up and run experiments and do the analysis and get meaningful results. So it's a subset of the overall classical DOE approaches. And it allows us to set up and run experiments that are efficient in many regards. Now, of course, understanding if you do get into doing design of experiments and run these regularly, there are limits to what Taguchi's approaches can account for and do. And we'll talk about some of the limitations and some of the benefits of the classical approach in later lessons. But the idea with Taguchi is basically to make a robust product or design or process such that it is able to still perform adequately even if there's a bunch of variability. And it allows us to identify which variables are important. It does all both classical and Taguchi approaches allow us to set up and do optimization experiments, screening experiments, or exploratory of a space looking for a best solution, for example. But the Taguchi's, in my opinion, is much easier to understand and use in a regular basis on an engineering project. Classical DOE has a role, and it certainly is the right tool for many different kinds of problems. We're going to talk about Taguchi in general to get you familiar with how design of experiments works, and then we'll talk later about a number of the different classical approaches and where they come into play. Now, I think I covered almost all of this, but the basic idea is that there are limits to Taguchi's approaches, but it allows us to get results and quick, and it is easier to interpret and understand for engineers. The classical approach is, in my mind, reserved for those very expensive experiments or very complex experiments, or when I'm running up against a limit that the Taguchi approach just can't solve. And in those cases, then we'll pull out the more classical approaches. Now, in practice, we have tools in Minitab and other software packages that allow us to do Taguchi or classical approaches fairly straightforward ways from the design point of view. So we'll spend more time in the lessons in this section talking about, well, how do you actually do this so you become familiar with what is a design of experiment and what are the types of considerations that go into it. Now, I mentioned earlier, if you're not familiar with DOE, there's plenty of questions, I'm sure, so fire away, and we'll see if we can help you to at least understand the concepts underneath the design of experiments as being one of the design tools that we may be involved with or even actually conduct. Next, we'll talk about some of the terms and language of DOE. I've already started using some of them, but let's get a handle on some of those by defining them.